weiß es wird einmal ein Wunder geschehen. Und dann werden tausend Märchen wahr. Ich weiß, so schnell kann keine Liebe vergehen, die so groß ist und so wunderbar. Wir haben beide denselben Stern, und dein Schicksal ist auch meins. Du bist mir fern und doch nicht fern, denn unsere Seelen sind eins. Und da wird einmal ein Wunder geschehen. Und ich weiß,
parents, and we see a lot of different situations with adults who don't want to have their kids anymore. We only bring up that lady in North Carolina, that Susan Smith, and there are all kinds of different ways, I guess, to get yourself out from underneath the burden and the hardship. Some people perceive, anyway, the burden and hardship of being a parent. And I'm not saying that she did, but I find it very unusual that you're walking across a suspension bridge with a baby. You're not supposed to be on that suspension bridge with that baby. That's number one. Then number two, you trip and fall. Now, if you're on a suspension bridge, probably more than any other time, you would be more mindful of your footing, make sure that you had stable footing as you went across that bridge, especially if you're carrying a baby. And then she trips and she falls. All right, then that's number two. Now, number three, there's another likelihood that I don't think is very probable, and that is that not only does she fall, but she loses the grip on the child, and that certainly can happen, but the child falls off the bridge and travels some 230 feet down. Now, one could make the argument that that woman was trying to kill her child.
I was just about to say, are you saying to me that that was an attempt?
One could make that argument. I'm not saying that that's necessarily the case. But I don't think in my experience, I have never seen anything like that happen where there hasn't been some sort of culpability on the part of the parent. And I've seen windows left open. I have seen children who have, been run over by cars in some very unusual situations. A kid might be playing on a driveway or something. The parent says, well, I didn't know he was back there. I think you have to look long and hard at the possibility that some of these parents, that, there's all kinds of people out there, Phil, trying to commit the perfect murder.
And so you think that this could be, you're not saying, excuse me, you think this could be, you're not saying it is, but you think that it could be an elaborate scheme to kill the kid?
I'm saying that if you wanted to do it and you wanted to certainly have the long arm of the law not touch you and maybe have the law look in other directions or not look at all, I'm saying that it's a possibility. That sounds like a foolproof way of having people not believe he killed a kid, number one. But number two, everybody could have sympathy for you because the child, because of what happened.
And yeah, but that woman would be under suspicion right off the bat, wouldn't she? Because she was on the bridge when she shouldn't have had the kid.
Well, I think that if you look at that, you say, well, she shouldn't have been on the bridge. So they cite her and say that there was some kind of negligence. But you cannot say that there was murder or any kind of premeditation there. You say it was an accident. It was a very tragic accident, and it's very tragic. It's a misdemeanor at best, a misdemeanor, a violation of some sort of a civil code. It says you can't take a child or any small child across that bridge. That's number one. That might be a violation of some sort of civil code.
But what about negligence? What about saying that she was criminally negligent in the death of that child?
It's still, to my way of thinking, it doesn't carry the same weight as a murder rap might. And so a parent, and I'm not saying, again, I want to be very clear, I'm not saying that this woman did that, but I'm saying that a parent who intended on doing some harm to a child that they didn't wish to have any longer, and they didn't want to have any particular suspicion leveled at them, I'd say that's a pretty good way of doing it. You're out there, you're in broad daylight, there are a lot of other people on the bridge, it's not like you're trying to conceal anything. You trip, you fall. I think it's probably a very easy thing to trip and fall on a bridge like that, and probably not very difficult either to lose grip of that child and allow that child to meet harm by simply not maintaining secure grip on that child. And in this instance, the child falls some 230 feet, and one would think that that would be enough to ensure, you know, the death of that child. I don't know. I don't know. Who knows what the motivation may have been? Maybe the child made the woman angry for some reason, puked up on mommy one too many times, cried one too many times, crapped in the diapers one too many times. And I'm saying you have to look at it. As a law enforcement officer, as a citizen's auxiliary police, I would take a good long hard look at this mother and perhaps what her intentions might be.
Well, don't you think the police are doing that?
It's difficult to say. You don't know what the police will look at. I think the police want to, you know, they got so many different other things that they've got to worry about. There's going to be a lot of sympathy for a mother who, you know, who lost her child. In this instance, the child as well, and is back, I suppose, in the custody of the mother. But I would take a good, long, hard look at the history of this woman, and I would also take a good, long, hard look at how she's going to treat this child in the future. Now, reports indicated that she wasn't very relieved when she was told the baby was alive.
And is that true?
I don't know. There's some of the reports we heard that might have been indicated that when they said that the kid is okay, she sort of just, you know, kind of shrugged her shoulders as opposed to some kind of...
Shrugged her shoulders?
That's the report, one of the reports that I heard.
So in other words, by the way, your kid fell 230 feet, but the kid's okay.
Well, she was almost upset. I saw her on TV. She was...
Well, wasn't she crying?
Well, there's a lot of... To me, again, as a law enforcement officer, I look for certain indications of whether somebody's really upset. There might have been some tears. She did not look as upset to me as she should have. And
well, how upset is she supposed to look? In other words, if the kid is, you know, she might have been in shock for all we know.
That could be, but I look for indications. And this mother, when they finally told her that the baby was all right, she was not quite upset. There was a lot of so-called emotion, but there was kind of a glazed look in the eye. And she should have been really ecstatic. I think she should have been jumping up and down and kissing the rescuers and screaming at the top of her lungs, thank God my child. And he said, hey, your kid is okay. And she's, well, you know.
What'd she say? I mean, she was just...
Well, it sort of seemed to me kind of nonchalant. I don't know. But that's just using my eyes as an experienced law enforcement officer.
All right, Jay Sanders is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And you're saying that that child that fell 230 feet off of that bridge today... After the mother lost grip of the child, it's a possibility that this was intentional on the part of the woman?
I'm just saying that she, you know, it's a foolproof way to get rid of a kid, number one. And number two, when they told her the kid was okay, she looked as happy as I think she should have looked, that's all.
Hi.
Denselben Sender. Power 92.9. Bill Henry.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. We're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. It was in North Vancouver, British Columbia, where a baby fell from a 230-foot ledge. It was a 230-foot high bridge over a river gorge, a suspension bridge in British Columbia, and the kid fell on her back, and you find all of this very, very suspicious.
I think, Phil, any police officer is going to find it suspicious. A child just doesn't fall out of her mother's arms and falls that distance. I think any time a child dies or a child is injured in this manner, I think you got to look long and hard at the woman who's involved in that, because you know, you could talk about it as all kinds of child abuse. I'm not talking about child abuse. I'm talking about these suspicious accidents. A child falls, child is run over by a car, something like that. As a law enforcement officer...
Now, you're a law enforcement officer. You're a citizen's auxiliary police.
We're a volunteer police force, auxiliary police force. The kids just don't fall. It doesn't happen. They have to be dropped or pushed or shoved.
A child doesn't just fall out of a window.
Not in my experience, no.
And for instance, I mean, we've heard many a tale of a window being left open and a child crawling out to the ledge and falling off.
No, it just sends up a red flag. You know, a child has the same kind of survival instinct that a human being does. Why would a child crawl to a window and just jump out? It's not going to happen. That's why I say, when I look at a matter like this, I say that somebody was behind that kid, pushing that kid or kicking that kid, or otherwise causing that child to fall out of that window.
All right, well, here's the story from British Columbia. A 17-month-old baby girl has survived the 230-foot plunge from a suspension bridge in British Columbia. The baby landed on her back on a rocky ledge, but amazingly has no broken bones. Officials say...
See, right there, you know, it's a rocky ledge. You know, if you get a, this would almost ensure the death of a child. If you want to get rid of your kid, now, if I were the police, that whole Eric Clapton thing...
Well, now, wait a second. I mean, that was a matter of...
No, I'm just saying, that whole Eric Clapton, you recall what happened, though, yet?
Yes, I do recall what happened, and that's exactly what you're talking about. The baby went to... there was an open screen, right?
Well, I don't know.
Well, Mr. Clapton was not home at the time.
I'm saying, if I'm the police, I want to look into the whole thing. I want to find out exactly who was there, why they were there, what they were doing, was the screen was left open...
Well, obviously, Mr. Clapton, who wrote this song about his son, was called Tears in Heaven, would not have had anything to do with that poor child's demise. I think that there was a housekeeper there.
I don't know.
Well, what? Why would you bring up the Clapton thing?
I'm just saying that I would have looked into that whole thing. Kid falls out of a window. I gotta take another look at it. I gotta take another peek at it. I think it was chalked up to an accident way too easily. That's all I'm saying. You know,
well, what do you think could have happened?
To me, I don't know. I'm saying, let's just take a hypothetical situation. You got a housekeeper, open window, somebody walks along, you know, all it takes is just one swing of the other leg, you know, you just kick the kid out. You've seen kids just don't fall, Phil. You understand what I'm saying? And what I would like to do is find out, for instance, it's just a hypothetical, was there any, this is going to sound crazy, was there a soccer involved in the past of that individual? And
what would soccer have to do? What individual?
Like any housekeeper that was in charge of the child. Because all you got to do, if you got a kid sitting, say, about 3 feet from a window, you walk by, and I don't know if you've ever seen some of these guys in the NFL, you do kind of a soccer kick, and suddenly, 3 points. And I think you know what I'm talking about.
Are you saying that somebody walked by with a kid playing near a window and swung their leg soccer style and kicked the kid out the window?
I'm not saying anything, Phil. I'm saying... could you conceive of the possibility?
But I can't, in the world that I live in, I can't conceive. Yes, I know that there's bad stuff that happens.
All right, that's what I'm saying, okay? You know there's bad stuff that happens. And I'm somebody I want to get rid of the kid. It's always either a push, a kick, or a drop. You ever notice that? Push, kick, or drop. I'm somebody investigating this thing. Kid's in my window. I want to get rid of a kid. There's nobody around. I walk by, and a little bit of a Luke Rosa or whatever you want, what have you. You know, Pete Gogolak number. And just boom, and, you know, sudden death. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Kick through the window.
Sometimes the throw's involved, whatever. You know, you walk by, you see a kid. Maybe you've been watching old John Elway pick the kid up. Just a perfect spiral right out there. And look at the success Mr. Clapton's had afterward. And this guy's sold a lot of...
Well, I'm not going to even go there, okay? I'm not going there with Eric Clapton causing the death of his kid.
I'm not saying he did either. I'm just saying.
You're saying that the housekeeper or somebody could walk by with a kid through the window and do a three-point, a field goal kick at a kid. It's bizarre, okay?
It's bizarre, but you know weird things happen in this world, Phil. That's all I'm saying. That's my job as a police officer. Look at these things.
1-800-521-KFI.
And you just go by and just, goal! You know, the guy on a soccer deal, you know, he said, goal! The kid flies through the...
Okay, I got it already. Walk by the window, 3 points.
Balanciere dein Leben mit den richtigen Äpfeln. Ich hoffe nur, du wirst doch keine Tiere fressen. Du bitte, 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 alle hört auf meinen Rat. Sei dir selbst sauber, denken, mach eine gute Tat. Und spiel doch nicht mit bei diesem Großparat.
Polen hat heute Nacht zum ersten Mal auf unserem eigenen Territorium auch mit bereit.
Poland, for the first time this evening, has shot at regular soldiers upon our territory. From now on, bomb will be met by bomb.
Mentos, the fresh maker.
Did I say something racist?
Phil Henry.
Phil Henry Show with Jay Santis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. In North Vancouver, British Columbia, A 17-month-old baby girl survived a 230-foot plunge from a suspension bridge in British Columbia. Notice I said survived. The baby landed on her back on a rocky ledge, but amazingly has no broken bones. Officials say she has some bruising on the skull, but they're hoping for a full recovery. Authorities say the child somehow fell from her mother's arms yesterday. They say the woman apparently slipped, but investigators are still treating the fall as a criminal matter, Jay. So I guess the police a little suspicious.
Well, I think you ought to be suspicious, Phil. I think as a law enforcement officer, you have to take a look at these things and say, you know what? Just because there's a woman who lost her child and miraculously the child's okay doesn't mean that she'd have something to do with the possible death of this child or the possible injury of this child. That's what it's all about. And like I said, anytime there's an open window, anytime I hear about a child falling or dropping or being kicked or anything like that, I immediately think, you know, there's a parent involved there. Maybe they get themselves out from underneath a few debts, get themselves out from underneath the hassle. I'll tell you one thing. If you're carrying a child and this child suddenly screams, the instinct of any normal human being is to sort of let go of the child or to sort of toss the child.
Wait, if the child is screaming?
If you're carrying a child in your arms and the child suddenly lets out with a very startling and very unexpected scream, the instinct of any normal human being would be to just throw it or get it away from you. Toss away. It's happened to me. I've had nephews in the past. I've been, carrying a child in your arms. The child will start to scream and it sort of startles you, and you want to drop the child on a bed or in this case, this lady's case, maybe the child let out with a scream and just chuck the kid.
Just chucked him, huh?
Well, just sort of tossed him right over the side. You don't know, Phil. That's what I'm saying. You have to look at these things.
All right, here's Huntington Beach on KFI. Hello.
Phil? Yeah, this guy's an idiot. I mean, if you can possibly suggest that this
Well, the police are treating it as a criminal matter. Why would they do that?
Well, I can't understand why they would treat it as a criminal matter.
Well, maybe the woman purposely, maybe the woman purposefully dropped her kid off the bridge.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean,
why? Did parents don't try to kill their kids?
Well, of course they wouldn't. I mean,
they would never try to kill their kids. Thanks for your call. 1-800-52. Parents never try to kill their kids, Jay.
Well, so obviously he's not. He's not in the real world. No, the instinct of any individual, if you've got a child who is screaming or a child who is upsetting you in some manner, is to get rid of that bundle in your arms, to try to get rid of that thing as quick as you can, especially if you've got a problem, a life problem, in terms of making ends meet or what have you.
Well, you were mentioning the Eric Clapton incident. And
well, Phil, I don't want to make it sound like Eric Clapton killed his kid. I'm just saying, you know, anytime a kid falls out of a window, I'm going to have to say, let's take a look at it, okay? A kid falls, or did the kid, one of the things you have to understand, did the kid fall or did he sail?
What's the difference?
Well, there's the difference between a child falling from a ledge or sailing out the window. And I'd like to go back on the Clapton case and take a look and say, was the child falling or did the child sail through the window?
Well, I don't understand.
The difference is, Phil, if the child fell, you've got more evidence that the child, you know, literally on its own, through its own locomotion, fell out of the window. But if the kid sailed through the window or sailed out of the window, someone kicked the kid through the window or someone otherwise propelled the child through the window. And I don't know if the Clapton kid went straight down or shot straight out.
Well, I don't know where you're going to find a witness that is going to help you with information like that. San Diego on KFI AM 640. Hello.
I just heard your guest make a comment, something to the effect of, when your baby screams, your first instinct is to drop it?
When you've got a little brat shrieking in your ear,
no,
you want to get as far away as possible. And what's further away than 230 feet, sir?
Well, no, I'm holding my baby right now. And if he starts to scream or he jerks or something like that, I just hold him and comfort him a little. I don't throw him.
No, the first instinct is to sort of release.
Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
No, I'm not saying I say the first instinct. You have obviously been around this child for a long time, so you know the child's moods.
Well, yeah, but all children.
Why would a woman?
That's absolutely normal for a child.
Unless you want to believe this woman threw her child off a 230-foot bridge. I'm trying to come up with some other reasoning as to how it is she let loose.
Well, I know for a fact that she didn't just. I mean, it wasn't like an initial response. She heard the baby.
You know this for a fact.
Well, he's a father, and he understands at least how you react.
It wasn't a I'm pretty sure it wasn't a reflex. I mean, because that's just
what I'm saying is you're holding on to a child. The child screams. You go, hey ho, you know, sort of. The kid. Next thing you know, the kid's sailing. through the air is all I'm saying.
Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Anybody who ever had a child knows sometimes a child can, like, move fast and jerk their back.
Wouldn't the instinct be to grab the child tighter?
You hold the child firmly so he doesn't fall.
Well, that's what I'm talking about in terms of a woman who's distraught, a woman who might be, who knows why she's on that bridge. She a single mother. Where's the father of this child? She's distraught. All of a sudden, she's thinking of something else, and suddenly a scream comes from somewhere.
Well, yeah,
and
I don't know.
For a moment, you don't know what that scream comes from.
Maybe, but I don't know why she was up on the bridge in the first place.
I don't either. But a scream breaks your reverie. You don't know where the scream came from. Suddenly, you realize it's coming from your arms, and you just, wow, you know, I got to get rid of this thing. So I don't have to take. Well, you know, you laugh if you want, but it's a possibility.
Well, I mean, if your head is completely up in the clouds and you're totally oblivious to what's going on around you, I mean...
Right, then you're willing to believe that the woman just... If you're willing to believe the woman threw her kid off the bridge.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe she didn't want the child. I don't know. I don't believe that.
She did.
I don't know why...
I'm just trying to come up with reasons that she lost the child without meaning to harm that child. I mean, it's possible she threw that child. It's possible.
I
don't think it's possible.
It's ridiculous that she got startled by the child screaming and decided to throw the child.
You're misunderstanding that. So you don't decide to throw the child. You get startled and you're relieved. And if you're holding on to something that scares you, let's chuck it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're holding onto a snake or something and it takes a lunge at you, maybe that's one thing, but not your baby.
You got a kid crawling on you. You said you got your kid with you now?
Yeah, he's right here in my arms right now. I'm rocking him to sleep.
Is a kid? All right, he's an infant, right?
He's an infant.
So he's not crawling all over you?
No.
But you know, sometimes the children, when they're awake, they're having some fun, they're going to crawl all over you or something like that.
Well, then you bounce them around and you play and you hold them tight. You know, that's throw them.
That's your instinct, okay? What I'm saying is, and it's just me, sir, okay? I got a kid crawling on me. You know, the first thing I want to do, I want to get it off.
Well, you shouldn't be holding a child then if that's your instinct.
Well, I mean,
children will crawl on their parents, won't they?
I understood that, Phil. But I've had a hard day or whatever. I got something crawling on me. First thing you want to do with something crawling on you, you want to get it off of you.
Well, that's, in your case, you should just give your child to your wife then.
Oh, I don't want something crawling on me.
What is something crawling? You're talking about your child.
I understand that, Phil. You know, you got a thing crawling. You want to get it off you, and when you get it off you, next thing you know, 230 feet is a long way.
You're acting like this thing is a spider
crawling
all over you.
With a distraught woman out on a bridge, I don't know what her thinking was.
Well, you've come up with a lot of different reasons as to why this child fell, other than the one that the police are investigating this as a criminal matter. She might have just thrown that child intentionally, wanting to kill it.
It's very possible, Phil. But
that's a pretty sad story.
No, absolutely. It's absolutely a sad story. But we know from experience that this happens all the time. Thanks for your call, sir. 1-800-5201. I mean, I'd be more likely to believe that she, what you were saying, Jay, that she dropped the child intentionally to kill the child than be startled by its...
Kids crawling all over you. You know,
I understand a kid crawling all over you. I'm just saying that so kids crawl on their parents.
First instincts, get it off. And I don't know, anybody out there in your listening audience, you got something crawling on you, you don't want to get it off you. That's what we're talking about, and those are the instincts we're talking about as law enforcement officer you got to deal with.
Okay, here is Marina Del Rey on KFI AM640. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm having some difficulty with the credibility of this gentleman you have on here. He said he was a peace officer?
Well, sir, I went to Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're a volunteer auxiliary police force, a volunteer unit in South Bay.
In California?
Yes, sir.
I find that hard to believe.
You're not a official police force.
We're an auxiliary force. We have some auxiliary duties in terms of some help in terms of safety, sometimes some crowd control, etc.
Crowd control?
Well, in terms of augmenting what the police can do.
I find this hard to believe. I'm a deputy sheriff.
Well, I've gone through intensive personal training.
Really?
Yes, sir.
You're a deputy sheriff where?
Lenox Station.
L.A. Sheriff.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know what's the deal. What is your question?
Well, first of all, if you're a peace officer, you're trained to base your observations or your conclusions on your observations. And your speculation that somebody soccer kicked this kid out a window?
Well, let me ask you a question. You're a police officer, correct?
I'm a sheriff.
Are you a sheriff? You have investigative instincts, and I'm sure you've had some investigative training.
Yes.
All right, you see a child drop straight out of a window, that's one thing. Now, if you see the child sail straight out from the window, does your instinct tell you that perhaps that child was kicked?
Sail straight out?
Sail directly, in other words, horizontal to the ground.
You're talking about...
Like a paper airplane.
Well, I'm not
saying
the trajectory of the child is not dropping straight down, but sailing straight out horizontal before the child begins to drop. I say somebody walked up and did a Jan Stenerud on a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
I'm afraid that I do see what you're saying, and I'm wondering.
Who's going to walk by a child and do a Jan Stenerud? Okay.
You know, you got a little bundle of a kid there. You've had any kind of soccer training, any kind of football training, and you don't want that kid around. Just takes a nice, swift, Ben Agajanian, you know, two steps back, three steps to the side, a nice, swift sidekick. We see it every week in the NFL.
You see it every week in the NFL?
Of course we do. I don't know if you watch football or not, but you see the soccer-style kickers?
I tell you what I do see a lot of. I see a lot of drunk drivers and other inebriated persons, and I'm suspecting you're one of them. You make no sense.
You
absolutely make no sense. And this is auxiliary police. You do what?
I carry a badge. It's not a badge necessarily. It's a sew-on patch that we have.
Would you get that from an Army Navy store?
No, sir. No, sir. Not at all. Since it's a very sew-on patch.
Well, let me get back to this.
And we also have a blue armband. So people recognize that we have Citizens Auxiliary Police through the blue armband.
The blue armband?
Yes, sir.
Impersonating a police officer is a felony.
Well, are you arresting people?
We can detain.
You can what?
We can detain people through citizens' arrest powers that we have constitutional granted.
Oh, please. A citizen's arrest power, every citizen has citizen's arrest power.
What is the patch?
It's something that we made that we have. Well, the point here is...
Oh, look, I don't know whether you can arrest people or not. What I'm interested in, what this officer's interested in, is somebody walking by the window and soccer kicking a kid out into the sky.
Well, that's all I'm saying. If a kid is sailing out, what would you think?
Well, maybe aliens beamed this kid out the window.
Well, okay, then you're investigating.
I mean, that's about as credible as the Jan Stenerud kick. Maybe aliens beamed the kid out the window. How about that?
I want to ask you one final... Just address that issue of the kids sailing out of the window instead of dropping straight down.
I'm embarrassed to even give credibility to that.
So if you're a police officer, you observe the kid sail out, you just say, oh, the kid dropped, he must have fell. You would not indicate on your report that you saw the kid sail straight out, and it possibly you wouldn't investigate any soccer training that that individual had that was in charge of the kid.
I can't think of anything that would be below that in terms of the last thing I would.
Wait a minute. You see a kid sailing out a window. Okay, that's one thing. Now you're telling me that you would go up, interrogate the individual that was with that child, and find out if they played soccer.
It would be one of the things on my mind. Yeah. What's wrong with that? All right. Well,
I can't even begin to tell you what's wrong with that.
Well, I tell you right now, I think that you need to go back, take a couple courses, investigational observation. And applying that to the tactical tactical approach, because check to see if mom was check to see if she was involved with AYSO or something like that.
The mother was in AYSO. All right.
I'm interested in the blue armbands and the that interests me because.
All right. Well, if you want an application, you can give us a call. Our number is 213-251-3189. If you're interested in applying.
Applying for what?
To be a part of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I think I should...
He doesn't want to be in it. He's a cop already.
I probably should come pay you a visit.
A police officer must make his own armband, though, so I got to...
All right.
This is truly bizarre.
All right.
Okay, thank you. He ain't going to make his own armband. He's a cop already.
Oh, I didn't get that.
He said he was a sheriff.
Shout it out.
What? Listen, don't get fresh to me.
Shouting on.
Yeah.
Doch leider muss ich gehen.
What the hell do you want?
Ja, ich möchte dich so gern berühren.
Hi.
Und ich in meinen Appartement.
Sie will ein Fisch im Wasser sein, im flaschen grünen tiefen See. Sie will mit Wasser sich besaufen und paar Blasen blubber lassen. Was sie an will, das ist mit Neptun schweigen und und in Ruhe tun, was sie sonst nie tut, was sie sonst nicht kann und so.
Ich bin von Kopf bis Fuß auf Liebe eingestellt, denn das ist meine Welt und sonst.
You're making me hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the Phil Henry Show, talking about the survival of a baby falling 230 feet from a bridge in British Columbia. Here is Long Beach on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I was a social worker for a number of years, and I'm retired now. I've seen too much, and this guy is just putting fuel on the fire, and he is just amazing for anybody to.
Well, how am I putting fuel on the fire, ma'am? I mean, I'm just speculating what a woman would do to want to get rid of a kid.
No, speculation is not a part of your job, sir. You should not be.
I'm an investigative player. Part of police work got to be investigator. Like
you, sir, you are not a police officer. I deal with police. I dealt with police officers when I was on.
I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have the blue armband and everything.
A blue armband? What the hell is a blue armband?
That indicates to people that we are Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are not duly deputized, but we are auxiliary officers with a blue armband.
My husband is a police officer now, and he's almost ready for retirement. He would get you, and he would turn you every which way but loose if you had a chance.
Well, I'm just trying to help the public. You know, I do speculate, but around the force, they call that speculation is my middle name. They call me J. Speculation Santos.
Oh, my God. I can't believe.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Let me just ask you a question. You see a kid sail horizontally out of the window. Would you not look into the soccer background of the housekeeper?
Soccer? What does soccer have to do with anything?
If a kid gets sailing through a window and somebody did a soccer kick.
Oh, you are just
talking about a soccer. We're talking about the kid that fell off the bridge.
All right, well, the same thing with the kid today. The lady got startled by the kid screaming. Kid puked, and she says, ooh. You know, I got rid of it. She made the kid puke. I don't know, ma'am. I'm trying to come up with answers here.
You are a despicable man.
Why am I despicable?
You are representing somebody who. How many people belong to your organization?
See, there's Bud Wellmans, Stan and his wife, Jim and his three sons.
Oh my! You guys are nothing but vigilante rednecks.
Oh, man, we're not vigilante. We have the blue armband.
You are a bunch of rednecks. Do you tote weapons?
Well, it depends. My hands are my weapon. But occasionally I've got a little something.
You're a despicable man.
Yeah, you call me despicable. You haven't told me why. Now, all I'm saying, I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police with the blue armband.
Right. That, number one, you are not a law enforcement officer.
Even though I got a blue armband.
The blue armband has nothing to do with it. And then to say that you refer to people flying from windows as soccer, this is not a game.
I see a kid flying through a window horizontally. I'm looking into the soccer history of that housekeeper.
The soccer history of the housekeeper. That's kind of the investigation you would do.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, my.
Sounds like idiocy.
Phil.
Idiocy?
Yeah, let's buy that.
You ever throw a kid, ma'am?
Excuse me?
Have you ever tossed a kid?
Are you nuts?
It's tough.
Are you nuts?
It's tough.
It's tough. What, you do it?
Well, no, I'm just saying I wouldn't do it because I figured it'd be tough. It'd be easier to do the full-on soccer style. Kind of the kick of the deal there.
Phil, if I
could tell... blue armband.
Phil, if I could tell anybody that's listening right now...
Yeah, don't... We can't treat these matters lightly.
You ever drop kick a kid or anything
Oh,
like that?
My Lord.
The woman was a social worker, okay?
Have mercy. Have mercy.
Ma'am, we've got to find out what happened. She dropped the kid. She soccer-style kicked the kid. Was it a spiral?
Would you please quit saying soccer, please?
God bless you. God bless you very much.
You are nuts.
God bless you.
You need help.
I love you. I'm hot for you.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Bless you.
You know what?
What? Yes,
you need, if I was there, I would hit you upside the head with my cane, and you deserve it.